your home since 94. CID ready to convene political parties ahead of 2026 general elections. Government urged to implement long-term flood solutions. And Ramaphosa urges UN action after US capture of Venezuela's President Maduro. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, has reaffirmed its readiness to convene political parties for a national dialogue aimed at promoting peaceful, credible and democratic elections ahead of this year's general elections. ZCID Board Chairperson Joyce Musenge says the organization is fully prepared to facilitate the process, but emphasizes that the success of dialogue will ultimately depend on the willingness of political actors to engage sincerely and place national interests above partisan considerations. Ms. Musenge says this follows a call from stakeholders for ZCID to take the lead in bringing political players together amid growing concerns about polarization and electoral tensions. Dialogue should not be treated as a symbolic gesture or a public relations exercise, but as a serious and honest engagement that requires courage, trust and commitment from all parties involved, said Ms. Musenge. She said, according to ZCID, preliminary dialogue has already begun through quiet consultations conducted away from the media eye, and that these engagements, which have been ongoing since March 2024, are intended to build trust and lay a solid foundation for a structured and inclusive national dialogue. Ms. Musenge has since called on all political parties and institutions to participate in the process with sincerity, patriotism and a shared sense of responsibility for national peace. With only months remaining before the general election, the time for constructive engagement is now, said Ms. Musenge.
Dialogue cannot be treated as a symbolic exercise or a dress rehearsal. It is not a performance staged for appearances, but a serious undertaking that demands honesty, courage and commitment. Parties must come to the table ready to engage in meaningful conversations, to listen as much as they speak, and to prioritize the national interest above partisan gain.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has called on the country's tourism sector to actively engage influencers and artists as a strategy to increase the sector's contribution to the country's gross domestic product, GDP. This follows revelations by the Hospitality and Catering Association of Zambia that the tourism and hospitality sector experienced positive growth in 2025, recording about 2 million international arrivals, slightly below the projected target of 2.5 million for the year. Currently, the tourism sector contributes approximately 7% to Zambia's GDP. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisanga noted that Zambia is endowed with numerous natural attractions and unique wildlife species that can be better leveraged to enhance the sector's economic performance. There is need to improve advertisement of what the country offers under the tourism sector, said Mr. Chisanga. Mr. Chisanga has emphasized the need to effectively utilize the 1.5 million kwacha budget allocated to the sector by focusing on different remote tourism sites in various provinces that require improvement, noting that the increase in budget allocation so far indicates progress in the sector. They further urged all tourism operators to continue committing their works to boosting the sector, noting that this does not only profit their work but also contributes to the growth of the economy through foreign exchange.
The ANAM, which we have in the medium term as a plan, is something that is standing very well, especially at the point when we need forex market to also perform quite well from that perspective. So the aggressiveness, and of course even the issue of now trying to beef up the tourism, funds, which should be able to, work out in the best interest as we are trying to, get this sector light on its frame shape. It's important.
Governance expert Wesley Mienda has urged government to find a lasting solution to the recurring floods that affect the country during every rainy season. Mr. Mienda noted that while flooding is a natural disaster linked to climate change, there is an urgent need for government planning and preventive measures as climate change is a long-term reality. Speaking in an interview with RSTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mienda expressed concern that many households continue to be affected, leaving families displaced and suffering losses of property and income. Mr. Mienda acknowledged government's efforts in providing relief food and temporary shelter to affected families, but emphasized that long-term solutions must be prioritized to ensure public safety and to prevent citizens from living in fear and panic each rainy season. He stressed that it should not become normal for families to be displaced and livestock to perish annually when sustainable solutions can be implemented. Mr. Mienda has further suggested that government instead focuses more on addressing floods, saying the money allocated to flood victims can be starter pack to alleviate this challenge.
We are supposed to actually be planning ahead of time to ensure that this climate change does not challenge us. Let's move with it and ensure that we do the right thing so that even if we have the flood, even if we have this, the prolonged drought and the one that we had, which has even caused that prolonged, load shedding, we will still be safe. Why? Because we've already put certain measures, in place to ensure that everything is safe and our people are safe. I think that's the way we need to look at things now. Because climate change for sure has come to stay. And these floods are there, and they'll be there, and there'll be a lot of destruction. So for us to be on the safe side, there's need for the government to invest more resources into infrastructure development.
Environmentalist Godfrey Piri has called for intensified efforts to combat climate change if Zambia is to meet its 2030 climate action targets. As the world moves closer to the 2030 deadline for achieving sustainability, several initiatives are being implemented under Sustainable Development Goal No. 13 to promote climate action. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Piri acknowledged that Zambia has made progress in advancing climate initiatives and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but stressed that more needs to be done. Scaling up efforts would help the country meet the deadline and address challenges such as environmental degradation, said Mr. Piri. Mr. Piri further emphasized the importance of effective implementation to accelerate progress toward 2030. He has also urged climate activists and the general public to continue supporting climate action initiatives, noting that collective efforts would enable Zambia to maintain and increase its current momentum.
Of 2015. So it's important that all of us get focused and we get geared in terms of how to promote this intervention. And the carbon markets have come in as an incentive. So the carbon market should be exploited so that we make sure we incentivize forest protection and we incentivize handling of degradation so that we are able to make sure that communities get benefits, and then this is going to promote conservation and protection.
And now we join Chela Silwamba on Money Market.
It is a good afternoon, midweek update for you to all our listeners on your number one radio station, giving you fresh information. I quickly got into stock markets where we have Dow Jones on 4946 2.0 and FTSE 100 on 10073.34. The Osaka Stock Exchange down very well, 2593.9.02, and notably activities in CEC, Chilanga Cement, Airtel, ZTCM, huge amounts traded yesterday. On the gold lovers, it's above 463.42 a ton. Copper prices, even Citibank Group, that is US, reports that actually copper price is going to hit 14,000 per ton before the end of this month. As I'm talking to you, it's 13,134.50 a ton, reach Zambia if we get our returns very well. And of course, 18.58, that is nickel for you. Just in case you're driving on Brent crude, is 60.17, jet fuel 56.44. as oil out of Venezuela can be pushed out into the U.S. Strange, isn't it? 1.34 is the pound, 1.16 is the euro. Australian dollar 0.676.99, that is for you.